tell us, when will these things be? And what will be the sign of your coming and of the end of the age?
Welcome to Lesson 7 of our From Here to Armageddon series. The sixth major event on our From Here to Armageddon timeline is the Battle of Armageddon. We began with the beginning of a final seven-year period, which will be triggered by the signing of a peace agreement between the Palestinians and the Israelis. We have walked our way through the events that will occur during this final seven-year period. Now then, the final seven-year agreement ends. Remember, it was an agreement that left the status of Jerusalem unsettled. And the agreement will be that at the end of the 7 years, the status of Jerusalem will be brought back up for reconsideration. Today, the final seven-year agreement has ended. Now the Palestinians will demand East Jerusalem for their capital. The United Nations, the world community, will side with the Palestinians. Still, Israel will refuse. After all, this is the place where God chose to put his name. Jerusalem has never been the capital of any other nation on earth, ever, except the nation of Israel. Israel sees no reason to divide or to share her capital with the Palestinian. So Israel's going to stand fast, since this is the place where God said, I will put my name in Jerusalem. So Israel is going to refuse the pressure to share Jerusalem with the Palestinians. The United Nations is going to side with the Palestinians. It appears that it will result in a resolution passed before the UN Security Council against the nation of Israel. Perhaps it will be, first of all, economic pressure, economic sanctions. And yet Israel still will not relent. Finally, the world government forces are going to invade Israel to force Israel to obey the resolution from the United Nations. This event is actually recorded in Zechariah chapter 14, verse number 2. Listen to it. For I will gather all nations against Jerusalem to battle. Now, when this happens, this is a prophecy of the Battle of Armageddon, the world community is going to think that this invasion is its idea. However, notice the scripture said, I will gather the nations against Jerusalem to battle. It's going to be time for a showdown between God and the governments of this world. So God's going to say, come on down here. I'm ready to teach you a lesson. The Bible describes the Battle of Armageddon in Revelation chapter 16, verse 12 through 16. It talks about the kings of the east invading Israel. Starting with verse number 12. And the sixth angel poured out his vial upon the great river Euphrates. Now, you probably already know that there are seven seals, seven trumpets, and seven vials. Now we're in the last group of seven, the vials, and we're to the sixth vial. So the scripture says the sixth angel poured out his vial upon the great river Euphrates. The Bible calls this the vials of the wrath of God. And the water thereof was dried up, that the way of the kings of the east might be prepared. Actually, Turkey built a dam. I think it was back in 1990 or 1991. It's called the Ataturk Dam. They actually stopped the flow of the Euphrates for 30 days while they filled up their huge new reservoir called the Ataturk Reservoir. So they stopped the flow of the Euphrates. As I speak to you at this moment, with the push of a button, they raise the dam and the flow of the Euphrates stops. So the mechanism for the fulfillment of this prophecy is now in place. The Bible says the Euphrates will be dried up to facilitate the easy invasion of Israel by the kings of the east. Verse 13 tells us, "And I saw three unclean spirits like frogs come out of the mouth of the dragon and out of the mouth of the beast and out of the mouth of the false prophet. For they are the spirits of devils working miracles." Now that's a haunting thought, that the devil has the power to work miracles, but the Bible says he will have that power. It goes on to say, "which go forth unto the kings of the earth and of the whole world to gather them to the battle of that great day of God Almighty." So these spirits are going to be gathering presidents, prime ministers, kings. These spirits are going to be drawing the leaders of the world. They're not going to realize what it is. They're just going to think it's politics. They're just going to think it's their own vision. But the truth of the matter is, these evil spirits are going to be drawing the kings of the east down to the Battle of Armageddon. Now, when the sixth vial is poured out, the Euphrates River will be dried up. These demonic spirits will draw the world's leaders to Israel. We know that oratory is a key thing to world leadership. And when a person speaks, they generate effect. A great orator can sway millions of people. Apparently, that's what this means when it talks about these spirits go out of the mouth of the beast, the false prophet, and the dragon. These will be their speeches, and they can either produce anger or they can produce happiness. Orators can do all those things with people's emotions. So these spirits that are going to be generated by the speeches of the Antichrist and the false prophet will pull the kings of the world down toward Israel. Now that's verse number 12 through 14.
From Here to Armageddon, a new, exciting 8-lesson series to share with your family and friends. Order yours right away.
From Here to Armageddon answers many questions like, how far are we from the Battle of Armageddon? What will happen between now and then? Where are we on the timeline? This new series gives an overview of the major events that will occur from now until then and the second coming of Jesus Christ. Irvin covers topics such as the Sixth Trumpet War, the final 7 years, the Antichrist revealed, and the world's greatest revival just ahead. God did not intend for his people to stumble blindly into the end times. All your questions clearly answered in this exciting 8-lesson series, From Here to Armageddon.
Order yours today. Go to endtime.com or call 1-800-END-TIME. That's 1-800-363-8463. 1-800-END-TIME. Order yours right away.
Let's watch what happens now at verse 15 of Revelation 16, and we're still under the sixth vial. I call verse 15 the last minute warning. Now remember, it's at Armageddon that the second coming of Jesus takes place. Verse 15 reads like this, "Behold, I come as a thief." This is God talking. "Blessed is he that watcheth and keepeth his garments, lest he walk naked and they see his shame." This is the last minute warning just before the second coming of Jesus Christ to this earth. The very next verse, verse 16, "And he gathered them into a place called in the Hebrew tongue, Armageddon." The word Armageddon comes from two words, Har Megiddo, which means hill of Megiddo. They're coming to the plain of Megiddo. It's also known as the Valley of Jezreel. Now, we've got to ask this question because there's not a lot of understanding about it. Who are these kings of the east that will invade Israel at the time of the Battle of Armageddon? Ezekiel 38 and 39 gives us a detailed understanding of what's going to happen during the Battle of Armageddon. We're going to begin at verse 2 of chapter number 38 of Ezekiel. Son of man, set thy face against Gog, the land of Magog, the chief prince of Meshech and Tubal, and prophesy against him, and say, thus saith the Lord God, behold, I am against thee, O Gog, the chief prince of Meshech and Tubal, and I will turn thee back and put hooks into thy jaws, and I will bring thee forth. I'm going to put hooks in your jaws, and I'm going to bring you down. And all your army, horses and horsemen, all of them clothed with all sorts of armor, even a great company with bucklers and shields, all of them handling swords. The prophecy goes on to say in verse 5, Persia, Ethiopia, and Libya will be with you, Gog, all of them with shield and helmet, Gomer and all of his bands, and the house of Togarma of the north quarters and of his bands, and many people with thee. So Ezekiel 38, 39 gives us a detailed account of the Battle of Armageddon. Now notice some of the terms used here in this prophecy. Meshech talks about the personage or the nation called Meshech. Meshech is the root word for Moscow. You can look that up in many unabridged dictionaries. The word Persia is Iran. Iran was known as Persia until 1935. Togarma is Turkey. And then the Bible tells us when Ezekiel 38, verse 7 and 8 pertains to, listen to it, be thou prepared, and prepare for thyself, thou and all thy company that are assembled unto thee, and be thou a guard unto them. After many days thou shalt be visited. Now here's the key phrase. In the latter years thou shalt come where? Into the land that is brought back from the sword. What land is that? It goes on to tell us. And that land that is gathered out of many people, against the mountains of Israel. It's talking about the nation of Israel. They've been sifted through the nations for almost 2,000 years, but now they're brought back, and you're going to come down against them on the mountains of Israel, which have been always waste. But it is brought forth out of the nations, and they shall dwell safely, all of them. You and me have seen that prophetic fulfillment. We've seen the rebirth of the nation of Israel, May the 14th of 1948. It continues to say, thou shalt come against the mountains of Israel. And of course, Israel is the nation that was brought forth out of all the nations. Then the scripture tells us that God's fury will come up in his face when the international community decides to invade the promised land and to subjugate Israel to its will. The Bible says God's fury will come up in his face. Let's read it. We're now to verse 18 of chapter 38. And it came to pass at the same time when Gog shall come against the land of Israel, saith the Lord God, that my fury shall come up in my face. For in my jealousy and in the fire of my wrath have I spoken. Surely in that day there shall be a great shaking. Where? In the land of Israel. God will be jealous for Israel. He will pour out his wrath on the armies that are invading Israel. And the Bible says there will be a great shaking in the land of Israel. The book of Revelation talks about this very same thing. It's Revelation chapter 11, verse 13. It foretells a great earthquake that will happen during the Battle of Armageddon. Verse 13, and the same hour was there a great earthquake, and the tenth part of the city fell, and then the earthquake were slain of men, 7,000. There's going to be 7,000 killed during this earthquake in Jerusalem, during the Battle of Armageddon. And the remnant were affrighted and gave glory to the God of heaven. So the kingdoms of this world are going to be toppled at that time, because the very next verse, verse 15, tells us, and the seventh angel sounded, and there were great voices in heaven saying, the kingdoms of this world are become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ. This is the end of human government, and it's the beginning of the kingdom of God, and he shall reign forever and ever. Now, so we've got 7,000 will be killed in Jerusalem as the Battle of Armageddon is culminating. We don't know who these 7,000 will be made up of. It could be the invading armies of the United Nations that will be coming against the city of Jerusalem at that time. We don't know for sure. But the Bible says it's then that the kingdom of God will be established and the mountains will be thrown down. Let's look now at verse 20 of Ezekiel 38. So that the fishes of the sea and the fowls of the heaven and the beasts of the field and all creeping things that creep upon the earth and all the men that are upon the face of the earth shall shake at my presence, and the mountains shall be thrown down. We're talking about this greatest earthquake, the greatest earthquake the world will ever know. And the steep places shall fall, and every wall shall fall to the ground. So here we see a picture. Walls falling. God said, I will plead against Russia with great hailstones. This is Ezekiel chapter 38, verse 22. And I will plead against him, against Russia and all those nations with Russia. I will plead against him with pestilence. And with blood I will rain upon him and upon his bands and upon the many people that are with them, an overflowing rain and great hailstones, fire and brimstone. Now, what we're reading about here, these are the vials of God's wrath. You can read all about the vials of wrath in Revelation chapter number 16. All seven vials are listed there. And if you'll read those vials, the same things happen there as is described in Ezekiel chapter number 38. Let's look in particular now at the seventh vial. Revelation 16, 17 through 18 tells us, and the seventh angel poured out his vial into the air, and there came a great voice out of the temple of heaven from the throne saying, it is done. What finality. Verse 18, and there were voices and thunders and lightnings, and there was a great earthquake, such as was not since men were upon the earth, so mighty an earthquake and so great. And every island fled away, and the mountains were not found, and there fell upon men a great hail out of heaven, every stone about the weight of a talent. And the men blasphemed God because of the plague of the hail, for the plague thereof was exceeding great. I want to make sure we understand, this will be history's greatest earthquake. It's going to move islands. It's going to move mountains. And there's going to be a great hail. The Bible says it'll be a horrible plague. So the armies that are invading Israel aren't going to be prepared for this great hail. The Bible says that the hail will weigh one talent each. Now, I don't know for sure how much that is. There are some commentaries that say that will be 125 pounds apiece. Can you imagine hailstones like that? No army is prepared to fight like that.
From Here to Armageddon, a new exciting eight-lesson series to share with your friends and family. Order yours right away.
Answering many questions like, how far are we from the Battle of Armageddon? What will happen between now and then? Where are we on the timeline? Your questions answered in this exciting eight-lesson series, From Here to Armageddon.
Go to endtime.com or call 1-800-END-TIME. That's 1-800-END-TIME, 1-800-363-8463. Order yours right away.
Let's go on, because the Lord said, when I do all these powerful and dramatic things, I will be known in the eyes of the nations. Ezekiel 38, 23. Thus will I magnify myself and sanctify myself, and I will be known in the eyes of many nations, and they shall know that I am the Lord. Now, there's a lot of dispute today. People worship all kinds of gods: Allah, Jehovah, Jesus, Brahma, all kinds of worship today. Hundreds of gods are recognized. Well, that's all going to end. The Lord said, after I do these things, the nations of the world will know that I am the Lord. All of mankind will know that there is one God, and Jesus Christ is that one God. Let's move on into Ezekiel 39 now, because it gives us more information about the Battle of Armageddon. Starting with verse number 1, it states there, "Therefore, thou son of man, prophesy against Gog and say, thus saith the Lord God, behold, I am against thee, O Gog, the chief prince of Meshech and Tubal, and I will turn thee back and leave but the sixth part of thee, and will cause thee to come up from the north parts." Russia is going to come down from the north parts, but the Bible says come up, because when you go to Jerusalem, it always says come up. "You will come up from the north parts and will bring thee upon the mountains of Israel." There's no doubt about where this Battle of Armageddon is going to culminate. It's going to be on the mountains of Israel. "And I will make my holy name known." God says that over and over again because he hates idolatry. To worship any other god than the one true God is an idolatrous act. Look now at verse number 7 of chapter 39. "So will I make my holy name known in the midst of my people Israel, and I will not let them pollute my holy name anymore." Even Israel has polluted God's holy name. "And the heathen shall know that I am the Lord." Not just Israel, but all the nations of the world. The heathen will know I am the Lord, the Holy One in Israel. So I'll let Israel pollute my name no more. The heathen shall know that I am the Lord, the Holy One in Israel. Russia, according to the prophecies of the Bible, is going to lose so many men. Did you notice that only 1/6 would survive? Now, I don't know for sure whether that means 1/6 of the Russian army or whether it means 1/6 of the entire nation of Russia. We don't have that information from the scriptures. But it says that Russia will have its cemetery, its own cemetery in Israel. Ezekiel 39, 11 through 15. "And it shall come to pass in that day that I will give unto Gog a place there of graves in Israel, the valley of the passengers on the east of the sea, and it shall stop the noses of the passengers, and there they shall bury Gog and all his multitude, and they shall call it the valley of Haman Gog. And 7 months shall the house of Israel be burying of them." This is after the Battle of Armageddon. "That they may cleanse the land. Yea, all the people of the land shall bury them, and it shall be to them a renown the day that I shall be glorified, saith the Lord God. And they shall sever out men of continual employment, passing through the land to bury the passengers, those that remain upon the face of the earth, to cleanse it. After the end of 7 months shall they search. And the passengers that pass through the land, the travelers, when any seeth a man's bone, then shall he set up a sign by it till the buriers have buried in the land, in the valley of Haman Gog." So Israel will bury the dead of Russia. It's going to take them 7 months. Men will actually be hired full time to bury the Russian dead. There's a very important truth that all of us need to realize. The war of Ezekiel 38, 39 is the Battle of Armageddon. There are many accounts of Armageddon in the book of Revelation and in other parts of the Bible, But many people have thought that this war in Ezekiel 38, 39 is something other than Armageddon. But I want to give us proof right now that the battle described in Ezekiel 38, 39 is just another in-depth account of the Battle of Armageddon. Let's take a look at Ezekiel 39, 17. "And thou, son of man, thus saith the Lord God, speak unto every feathered fowl and to every beast of the field, assemble yourselves and come, gather yourselves on every side to my sacrifice, that I do sacrifice for you, even a great sacrifice upon the mountains of Israel, that you may eat flesh and drink."
Thank you for being with us today on End of the Age. If you would like the complete lesson of today's program, watch the following message. From Here to Armageddon, a new, exciting 8-lesson series to share with your family and friends. Order yours right away.
From Here to Armageddon answers many questions like, how far are we from the Battle of Armageddon? What will happen between now and then? Where are we on the timeline? This new series gives an overview of the major events that will occur from now until then and the second coming of Jesus Christ. Irvin covers topics such as the Sixth Trumpet War, the final 7 years, the Antichrist revealed, and the world's greatest revival just ahead. God did not intend for his people to stumble blindly into the end times. All your questions clearly answered in this exciting 8-lesson series, From Here to Armageddon.
Order yours today. Go to endtime.com or call 1-800-END-TIME. That's 1-800-363-8463. 1-800-END-TIME. Order yours right away.
Join Irvin Baxter in Newport News, Virginia on October 15th and 16th, in Orange, California on November 11th, and in Paris, California on November 12th and 13th. Call 1-800-END-TIME or go to endtime.com/events for more information.
I'm Christine Kane, and I have a personal mission to equip and empower people like you to connect with your God-given purpose.
Christine Kane has a new program, and it's coming to TBN. Beginning Wednesday, October 26th at 1:30 p.m. Eastern, 10:30 a.m. Pacific, be sure to watch Equip and Empower only on TBN.
You've never heard this before. You've never heard the word Hillsong Israel Tour.
TBN and Hillsong are joining together for an Israel tour in 2017. The Hillsong Worship Experience Tour will start on April 18th through the 27th, 2017.
I'm excited that we'll get to have Hillsong worship on Israel's soil, leading people in the presence of God.